Good morning, Sally.
Razzle, frazzle.
Oh, Sally, is there something wrong?
Grr, I'm so mad. Nothing is going right. I'm mad, mad, mad.
Well, what's going on?
Frida's gone on vacation, and I don't have anyone to play with, and I can't think of anything fun to do. I want some new toys. All mine are played out. Relazzleront.
Oh, you sound very sick.
Yeah, I feel sick, too.
Open your mouth and let me have a look. Not there. Let me listen to your heart. Oh, I think I found the problem.
Oh, my. I've got a sick heart. I told you everything was just awful.
Yes, Sally, you do have a sick heart, but I think I know the cure.
You do? Oh, tell me what I need to do. I think I'm feeling weaker.
You need an attitude adjustment.
A what? You're pulling my leg.
Nope, haven't touched them. But I know just how you can get an attitude adjustment.
Oh yeah, how's that?
Count your blessings. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, says rejoice, always pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ.
Well, how can I do that if I don't feel like it?
You start, Sally, you start with just one thing you can thank God for, and then you can think of another and another. For example, the only thing wrong with your heart is your attitude. You can thank God for your health.
Yeah, and I can thank Him that I have a friend like Frida.
You've got the ideal. Oh, there is something else you need to know.
I can thank Him that I'm not as old as you.
Yes, and I thank Him that I'm still getting older.
Why would you do that?
If I didn't get older, I'd be dead. Plus, that gives me more time to live for Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Sally, if you want to feel better all the time, then remember in Proverbs 17:22, it says a cheerful heart is good medicine.
Boy, I need that one. A cheerful heart is good medicine. I feel great.
Well, say bye, Sally.